We hear St. Matthew chapter 6. Therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. And these are your words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Dear fellow redeemed in Christ, worry is a symptom of idolatry. Worry is a sign that our God, that to which we look for good, is not right. Worry is a sign that we are not trusting, not loving, he who is to be first in our lives, and that he is God, the true God who reveals himself to us in Holy Scripture. Worry is a sign. It should be a warning flag to us that causes us to slow down, to consider just what we are doing, to ask ourselves, what am I seeking? Who is my God? Jesus teaches us here in this small part of what we call his Sermon on the Mount that the Gentiles believe in the wrong God. Their God is not the true God. For their God is not concerned with first things, but with second or third. Eating and drinking are certainly important, as are clothes. Jesus knows this, and that's why he began this teaching by pointing his disciples to the sky and to the fields. He said, look at the birds, they're fed by your heavenly Father. Look at the flowers, they are dressed by their heavenly Father. And then he asks, are you not more than birds and flowers? And the answer is, yes, you are. With that being the case, then why do you get so caught up with the wrong gods? Why do you concern yourself with second or third things and not with first? To trust means to admit a need for someone else. When we worry, we demonstrate we do not trust. With that lack of trust then comes our determination on our part to achieve what we believe we still need to get. When we worry, we are moving toward putting ourselves in the place of the subject of the verbs of our salvation. In other words, I must do, I must achieve, I must save myself. But that is just what Jesus directs you away from. When he says to you and me, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, he is saying, believe the gospel. Believe you are saved by the work of another. Last Thursday in the Intro to Christianity class, I asked the students if they thought the phrase, do unto others as you would have them do unto you, was a good summary of the Christian faith. And when I asked them that, I said, think about who is the subject of that verb, do. And they correctly responded, I am, or we are. You do it. Well, is that the first thing of the kingdom of God? Is that the righteousness of God? Well, no. That is you as the subject, you as the active one. But that is not the gospel of Jesus Christ. That is not the righteousness of faith, but the righteousness of works. And that is not the kingdom of God to which Jesus calls you. Our activity is not the first thing of God's kingdom. Rather, it is the activity of God for us. Christ, who is crucified, Christ, our substitute, Christ doing for us, acting for us. These are the first things of the kingdom of God. It is about what he does for you on your behalf out of his great love, his compassion for sinners. This is that one thing needful, that simple phrase that Mary understood when Jesus told her, while her sister Martha concerned herself with second or third things. There are plenty of good reasons to concern ourselves with those things that provide clothing and food, what we need for this body and life. God does not say ignore these. He doesn't say don't think about them ever, not at all. In fact, part of the reason for this college, this institution, is to help you grow in your abilities to excel in the vocations we pray that you will receive in your life from this point forward, using your reason and senses, your intelligence, your physical ability, all the many good things we have from God for use in this world. But I would suggest that we have failed you if you are not given occasions here to consider the words of Jesus, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And you should not be surprised when such occasions arise for you as a student to consider. And the reason goes back to the first things that Jesus teaches us here. Faith in what he does, his great sacrifice. You see, as much as what Jesus refers to as the things the Gentiles seek here, as much as those are important, they are all going to fail at a very crucial point in your existence, and that is your death. Our return to dust is not an if, but a when. And to know Jesus, to have his righteousness, his goodness, his holiness as yours, fully and completely, to believe in him is to have that which cannot fail at that most crucial point in your existence. Think of Jesus' own trust at that very point all of us will be when he said, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. That is why Jesus tells you, seek first. The world is going to come up with many reasons to put the kingdom of God in some other place than first. You yourself can and do come up with some of your own reasons, but such reasons are wrong, for they come from a polluted source, a world and our own flesh, which are infected with sin and death. They cannot point us the right way. They cannot provide the proper ordering of things, which is why Jesus gives us his word, the truth that endures, the truth that comes from the pure source, from God himself, the truth on which we rely, and that says this first. Then other things are added. God grant you his peace when life brings you worry. God grant you his peace when your thoughts turn to so many unknowns that you feel completely overwhelmed. His peace is his salvation in your life, his forgiveness, even of your worry, his life as your confidence that he is with you always. God bless you with his kingdom and with his righteousness. In Jesus' name, amen. And glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And let us now join in praying the collect. As you note in your bulletin there, page 162, number 111, and you may rise. God, Heavenly Father, we thank you for all your benefits, that you have given us life and graciously sustained us to this day. We beseech you, do not take your blessing from us. Preserve us from covetousness, that we may serve you only, love and abide in you, and not defile ourselves by idolatrous love of wealth, but hope and trust only in your grace, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one true God, now and forever. Amen.
Thank you.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.